celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good night, whatever it is. Hal Abrams with you, Judy Francis screening your calls. For animal communicator Joy Turner, dog father Joey Villani, dog trainer Alan Cable, or Dr. Debbie. This is your first week. Well, welcome. Let's see. Big show today. Joanne Worley joins us for the season of Stars. Oh, Stacy, what's going on in your world?
You probably think, like everybody does, your dog's pretty well behaved. It's a good dog until he sees the postman. And then he goes like crazy, or the FedEx guy or any delivery guy. Well, there's a reason why they do this. It's in their feet. I'll tell you about it coming up on Animal Radio News.
Joey Villani, what are you working on today?
We're going to talk about how to vibrate your color. Vibrate.
Vibrate your color. Huh?
You guys got me, you know, it's the whole train of thought today in the studio. We're going to teach people how to get their dog's color very vibrant, okay? Not vibrate your color. Get your color. Oh, God, I can't speak today, Hal. I'm sorry. I'm having problems with the mic, the headset's falling off, my glasses. Yeah, it's one of those days.
You know, that's the first time I've ever actually seen you in glasses. Are those brand new?
I had a problem with contacts. No, I had a contact problem when I did that. I did an event in Canada a couple of weeks ago, and I almost went blind, literally. And it was since then, I can't put my contacts in. But I haven't gone to the eye doctor yet, so maybe I should do that.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Should we answer some calls?
Yes,
what
please.
Do you see?
Somebody save us.
You can also catch us at yourvoice@animalradio.com. Send us your questions. Or on Facebook, you can email your questions or Facebook us at Animal Radio, or even tweet us at Animal Radio. And don't forget the Animal Radio app. There's not a radio station where you are, or XM Satellite Radio. The Animal Radio app for iPhone or Android. And let's take a call for, what do you say, Alan?
Let's do it.
Which one?
I'm game, man.
Are you game?
I'm game. I'm ready. I'm ready to go.
Line 3.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How about yourself?
Oh, splitting atoms. Where are you calling from today?
Calling from New Mexico.
What's going on with you?
Well, I drive a truck, and, you know, I see all these truck drivers out here with dogs on the road with them, and I was wanting to get your guys' maybe possibly better educated opinions about what you guys think about that. Is it good for the dog to be in the truck and on the road? Is it not? And if it is, what's the best breed you guys think for the truck?
That's a good question, Mike. Hey, Mike, why do you want a dog? Is it because you're a dog lover, or because you see all the other guys doing it and you want to do it too?
No. I've grown up around dogs all my life. I love them. You know, my mom, she owns a grooming shop in New Mexico, has for 15 years. You know, just been raised around dogs all my life. And just, you know, I'm out here on my own, and just be kind of cool to have a buddy with me, I guess.
Absolutely. Now, do you want a puppy, or do you want to get a dog that's already an adult?
Well, again, you know, I'm not sure. I mean, I've always, you know, my family, when we've gotten a dog, it's always been from a puppy. That way they grow up and you train them, and they're with you, and that's just kind of how we've always done it. So, I mean, a puppy would be great, but I guess it'd be really hard to, I mean, at the very least, hard to housebreak them going down the road. Well, you can't properly do that, I would think, driving all the time.
Actually, you can, as long as you got the time. I mean, the best part about having a dog with you when you're in the truck is, you know, dogs are pack animals. You're the pack leader, and the dog always gets to be with the pack leader, which is awesome for the dog. And I'm surprised more truckers don't have dogs. That's exciting for a dog, and it's exciting for you, too. And the only thing you have to worry about is that with a puppy, you got to stop every 2-3 hours to let a puppy go to the bathroom, because they have to go frequently. But once the dog grows up, you don't have to do that. Now, if you can pull over every 2-3 hours and take the dog for a potty break, it's going to be real easy to potty train that dog. Very simple. He'll never have a chance to need to go without you already addressing the issue. So he will get trained very quickly to understand that you're going to stop every couple hours and let him go to the bathroom. As far as a calm dog, a dog that can sit still for a long period of time, you know, believe it or not, greyhounds are awesome dogs. They're very cool and mellow. They don't need a lot of exercise. Basset hounds are like that. But if you want a dog that's like a lab, or you want a bigger dog, or any dog, the trick is to observe the puppies. If you can find somebody who's got a litter of puppies and just watch them, you're going to see which ones are rambunctious and goofy and crazy and energetic. And there's always a couple that like to lay around a lot. And believe it or not, when they get older, that pretty much transfers. They don't change. If a dog is mellow as a puppy, he's going to be mellow as an adult. And if he's a crazy lunatic, I want to play lots of energy dog, when he gets bigger, he's going to be the same up until he's about about 4 or 5 years old, and then he'll start to mellow out a little bit. So it's all in the observation of you finding puppies and watching them for a couple of hours, and you'll be able to see which ones are mellowed out.
Well, I had an old English bulldog on the truck with me years and years ago, and I just, you know, I let her go because it didn't. I wasn't really sure if, you know, she was happy or not. But I will say, as far as mellow and relaxed, that was the dog to have because she didn't want to do much other than just lay around on the bed or in the seat or on the floor.
Why weren't you sure she was happy? She was probably ecstatically happy just being around you, buddy.
Well, I was a lot younger at the time, too, and I probably had no business back then having a dog with me. I didn't have the time or the maturity for it, but, you know, I'm 32 years old now. That was probably almost 10 years ago, and I'm just feeling
about
a little bit and think I could handle it better.
Yeah, you have more wisdom and you're calmer, but think about this. Before you go, a lot of people buy dogs. They go to work all day. The dog is left alone 9-10 hours a day, locked up in an apartment. Which is fairer, you having the dog in your cab, making stops every now and then, playing with the dog? You know, you got to play with your dog at least a half hour a day, but the dog is going to be with you, around people, seeing all kinds of different things, experiencing different smells, but most of all, you're together as a pack, and that's what dogs crave. If a dog had his way, you would never leave. They live in families and packs, and the packs are always together.
Sure. Now, one quick question before I let you go. Your best advice, now, one thing, I mean, I have grown up around my folks who've had dogs all their lives, but as far as the track goes, maybe it's a little different. What is your best suggestion on, say the dog does have an accident? I mean, I know some people use newspapers, some people rub the dog's face in it. I think that's inhumane as all get out because I wouldn't want my face rubbed in anything like that. But do you have a suggestion or a recommendation as to how to handle an accident? Or
yes. If the accident is happening right in front of your eyes, you make a quick correction. And a correction is just a strong word like, no! And give the dog a little poke, or if the dog is a puppy, say no. And if you can, if you're pulled over, pick the dog up and put him outside immediately. But the trick is, if a dog has gone and had an accident, if more than 30 seconds goes by, forget about it. Just clean it up, make believe it never happened, because the dog doesn't even remember that he or she did it. And the other thing is to praise your dog. Whenever your dog goes to the bathroom outside, say, good dog, good dog. And when you catch your dog going to the bathroom inside, you go, bad dog, no, no. And they learn real quick. But your dog's not going to have an accident, except if it's a puppy and maybe at night if you're sleeping, if you forget. But when a dog is a puppy, if you take the dog out every 3-4 hours, by the time the dog is 5, 6, 7 months old, that dog is going to be potty trained. You're not going to have to worry about accidents. And the other thing to remember is if your dog is house trained and your dog does have an accident or starts having accidents, take your dog to the vet immediately. Make sure there's not a medical problem, because that happens sometimes. Remember, they can't
Terrific. Thank you so much for taking my call, and that was incredible advice. And
you're awesome.
Based on what you guys said, I think I'll go ahead and look into
I think you should do it. Yeah.
Hey, Mike, what are you hauling? Before you go, what are you hauling?
Oh, we haul everything. Right now I've got beef, and I'm headed to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and we haul furniture and alcohol, beer, and just whatever fits in my trailer.
Hey, if you come out this way, can we load my mother-in-law onto your truck in the middle of the night? That sure would help me out a lot.
Anything, buddy, anything.
Thanks for your call, Mike. We appreciate it.
All right, man. Thank you.
I don't know. I think most truckers have dogs. It seems like a lot of them do. I mean, we hear from them all morning long. And if you don't, you know, why not? I mean, you're on the road all day long. Little company, they get to get out and see the world.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now with the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
Hey, it's Vinny Penn coming at you again with another thrilling installment of The Party Animal on Animal Radio. There's something I've been noticing at my house for the last 2 years in a row, last two summer into the falls in a row, that I find bizarre. I can't even believe it's taken me this long to put it out there on the Animal Radio airwaves. When I sit out by my pool on the weekends or even during the day, and I'm not exaggerating in the slightest when I say this, there is a squirrel that I like to call Clockwork Squirrel.
not like a Clockwork Orange in that, you know, he's murdering anybody. But at the same time, every day, you could set your clock by this squirrel. At 1:05 every day, he comes from one side of the yard on the fence, all the way down the fence, jumps from one fence to the other fence, and comes all the way around the other way. Same time, every day, two summers in a row. My sister was just over, this happened. I heard her on the phone saying to someone on her cell phone out in my backyard, it's just a couple of minutes of one right now. I'm going to lay out in the sun for a couple minutes more, and then I'll be by. And I said to her, Laura, watch this. In about 5 minutes, watch your clock. At about 1:05, this squirrel is going to... She thought I had, like, trained it, or that there was some huge ruse. You know, I don't know what she could have probably... She's like, how did you know that? How could you know that this squirrel was going to come around? Same time every day, 1:05, two summers in a row, the squirrel comes down one side of the fence, hops to the other fence, and goes here. I say he's visiting a lady friend. I say he's got his nuts in mind, and he's visiting a lady friend. No one else seems to have a reasoning as to, are they that patterned a creature? Is he working? I mean, did Disney have it right? Are these animals doing a little bit of work, punching a clock, whistling while they work? And I don't know what it is, but I can set my clock by the clockwork squirrel. I should actually tail him one time and take a look and see. As a matter of fact, one time I did look to see, and he just disappeared off into the other yard. There's got to be a possum he's got something going on with. I think he's got a little something happening with a possum. And if I look around, I bet you there's a squirsome somewhere. Half squirrel, half possum.
Thousands of authors across the country have written books and published them with Page Publishing. If you've written a book, they can help you through the process, cut through the confusion of the publishing world to make it easy for you. If they decide to publish your book, your work ends, theirs begins. From copy editing and proofing to typesetting and book cover art. Plus, get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and in bookstores across the country. They even help promote your book. Biography, self-help, mystery, novels, sci-fi, or even a children's book. No matter what genre, Page Publishing can bring your book to life. And don't forget to ask about audiobooks. We do all of this for you. Call today for your free writer's guide packed with tips, tricks, and templates to help you finish what you started.
800-215-6815. 800-215-6815. 800-215-6815. That's 800-215-6815.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it, but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Well, Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can get a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds, through a 100% online process. It all starts with an online intake form. Get started at Hims.com/joy, and from there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs, with options up to 95% less than the brand names. Millions of men experience ED. But Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy for your free online visit. Hims.com/joy.
I want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel will help you start having conversations in as little as 3 weeks. Words and phrases you'll actually use. So when someone asks,
how's your French going?
You can say,
Babbel facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue.
Now save up to 50% on your Babbel subscription at Babbel.com. That's BABBEL.com.